very well how to keep up the promise, is it not? But have you got only one promise? That whoever will blame your Gandhi, we will behead him. Only this promise in your life you have made. And there are other promises that you will make king, the Yudhishthir, the king of the of India. Was not that a promise of you? Then was not that a promise? This is so many promises. And if you don't keep up your promise, you will welcome death. That is another alternative. If you don't, you can't keep up your promise, then you will die. Death is also of different kinds, 8 kinds of death. One of death is to engage in one's own praise. So, as the sin, so the penance. So go on, praising your own capacity. Then 8 kinds of death, that is one kind of death, to praise one's own self. Do that. Arjuna was perplexed. Yes, he was really going to behead Yudhishthira to keep up his promise. But he already promised that he must be emperor of India. That was also a promise. So Krishna came with the conception of higher truth. Arjuna was perplexed and Arjuna left. In this way, in the conception of our truthfulness, that is also some defect. So satyam priyat priyam, what is satyam param dhimahi? So what is true? The truth is not law, truth is Krishna. The ultimate conception will come that truth is personal, truth is a living thing, not a dead law, abstract. That is not the real conception of truth proper. Satyam param dhimahi, the characteristic of truth, let us try to understand. Srimad Bhagavatam says, I am hereby going to give you the real conception, what is truth proper. Truth is person. Truth is absolute. Truth is the Lord. Truth is not a law, abstract, a man-made expression. To abide by the absolute movement, flow of movement coming from the absolute control center, that is truth. Whatever he desires, he wants, surrender to that is truth. The highest conception of truth is there in harmony. Truth is to dance in harmony with the most original plane, according to its vibration and wave. That is truth. That is inevitable, causeless, inevitable movement of the plane to dance in tune of that. That is truth. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari. Truth is God. Satyam, then Shivam, then Sundaram. Truth can be raised into that of Kalyan goodness, and then again, that is the sweetness. Truth is sweetness, sweetness, anandam, rasam. That is truth. That is truth. What can fulfill, which can quench the thirst of all, that is truth. in its higher conception, truth that can satisfy, that can quench the thirst of anyone and everyone in the world.
truth has got such a wide conception. Satyam, and gradually that goes Shivam. So when truth says that man will be punished with death, then mercy comes and minimizes. Then mercy is not truth. That is the higher conception of truth, mercy. Who can compensate this situation? Mercy may not come from a man in the street, but mercy can come only from such a position who can give harmony, can compensate. He can only show mercy, not anyone in the street. So, in this way, the higher conception of truth runs to sundara, satisfaction, remove all the difficulties, not only, but positively to fill up the whole heart with sweet nectar, juice, sweet juice. Akhila rasamrita murti. The definition of Krishna has been given in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Rupa Goswami. Akhila rasamrita murti. The nectar and rosh, juice. And that is personified, that is harmonized. Personification is harmonized, and living thing. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur. What's the time?
9:30.
Any question? Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Has Rabat Bharati Maharaj is here?
Yes.
No question from you. What is this?
Trying to harmonize.
Vigyan Bharati. Vigyan Bharati. Sounds, speech, words filled up with Vishishta Gyan. Words consisting of scientific knowledge. A higher knowledge, what's filled up with high knowledge, and in the filled up devotion, Bhakti Vigyan Bharati.
Very dignified name.
So you have to keep up the dignity of the name. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Bhakti, ki padbhat? Bhakti Vilas padbhat. The padbhat is containing the Bhakti Vilas, the play of devotion, the play of love is displayed as in the caves of mountain, Govardhana. Gyan Sunna Bhakti. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Maharaj?
Yes?
You didn't explain the last line of that verse.
Which?
The Bhayam Vidya
How to be reinstated into that harmony. If we lose the harmony, how to be reinstated? Bhakti kai sang guru devata atma. Only by devotion, only by surrender. Surrendering, not by calculative attempt, but by surrendering. And what is the type of surrender? Guru devata atma. Guru reva devata atma cha. Guru devata atma. It may come in the first plane of explanation. Guru and the devata. Devata means obhishta. For to give whom Guru has come. This is Guru devata atma. That he himself, his Guru, and the Guru comes to give. Three things must be represented there. Guru, Devata, Atma. The disciple, the Guru, and the Samambonam, the goal, that will be one. One means not physically one, but in one tune, in one sweet connection. Guru, Devata, Atma. Again, Guru Reva Devata Atma Cha. Guru is everything. He is Devata. We shall try to find our goal also in Guru and Atma, Devata, and Atma means Priya. Guru is the object of my worship as well as he is the object of my love and affection. Devata Atma. In this way, we shall concentrate and we will be reinstated in no time in my former position back to home. We have to rely on our Guru Ji. And who is Guru? Guru is he who has come to deliver me, to take me there. Guru is not a static thing, but he is a dynamic character. He is living, so living that we are requested to see him, the ultimate sakkhat haritena. Ajaryang mang vijaniyat. You want me. I have come to take you to my own place. Guru is such. In whatever lower position you may be, you are born in the line of the fish. I have come to you in the form of a fish, Matsyavata, to help you. You have come in a tree. I have come in the form of a tree. In this way, I have come here to take you in. That is the general conception of Guru. He has come. Then again, he comes. How? In different representation he can come. But he is there within. There none can give him without he himself. Jame Vaishav Vanyate Teno Lobh. The conception of the super existence is such that they can come down, but we cannot go up to him. So his coming down, that is most indispensable thing. He comes down in different ways, in different form, in different installment he may come. But if any connection we really to have with him, he will have to come. But he may come in different form, different plane. But still, it is dynamic and not fully identified with a particular plane or form. We have to find it in that way. Guru Devata Atma, Guru Devata, and not a human form with some human mentality, with some human education, with some sort of particular knowledge in the spiritual world, not. Guru Deva Devata, Guru Krishna, Krishna Rupam Shastri Pramana. So in almost finding, he has come to take me. And he means he, his own, his representative. Also, if he comes here, he can stay in his representative also. So some representative also may come, and through him he may negotiate with me. So Guru is infinite, infinite. We should not give any finite characteristic in him. Still, because we are finite, so only with some sort of finite conception we are to approach. But at the same time, we must be very careful that my limited knowledge, my prejudices, may not be barred to my way to progress in the unknown real path. Gurudev was Atma. Yes? Anyhow, your deep connection and hankering for the object, and who has mostly come to think for you and take your charge ostentatiously, you must not be lacking, showing your fullest sympathy and cooperation with that deliverer. This way you will be easily be taken in there. May what you hanker after. Gurudeva bhayam nitya bhimbi satasya ishad apritasya vipajayu asmiti tan mayaya tu budhaya bhajitam. Here, because by his particular potency I am thrown here, so I must take that shelter to the potency. It is not recommended in Bhagavatam, as the Shakta, the Tantik say. The Maya has got direct connection with me, so I must take shelter to Maya. And when Maya will be satisfied with me, he will open the door and I shall be allowed to go. But here Bhagavata says, no, who's Maya? He's the master of Maya. And whenever you will show your tendency to satisfy him, the Maya, automatically she will leave you. She will withdraw from you. That is the Vaishnava theory. And in the good sense also it may be taken, the Guru, he may be his potency. The potency, this mic potency and the real potency, real and the misconceived. The Guru is real potency, and that we must take shelter through him to Krishna in this way. Nahi kalyan krit kaschit durgati tata gacchati. If we are sincere, we are not to incur any loss. We must be rewarded with success. Nahi kalyan krit kaschit durgati tata gacchati. A very valuable advice in Gita. Be true to your own self, be sincere. in your search, in your activity, in your prayer, in your movement, crookedness, be aloof from kapatata, means deceitfulness. Be very careful of deceitfulness. That is Maya. Deception is Maya. Try to vary the tendency of deception. It comes to self-deception. Deception is bad. Simplicity is good. If we are simple, then we can have our quota easily. Because we draw a screen and then we are separated in this way. Be clear. Be straight in thinking. And be a student, really student. Become, prepare yourself to be a student, proper student. Always trying to learn. Student. Student in this sense, students also become teacher. Learning and distributing that learning to another. Still he is always student. No man can finish his learning, his inquisitiveness and inquiry. Krishnanusandhan can never be stopped, cannot come in a stagnant position. Krishnanusandhan. It is continue with your knowledge. Krishnanusandhan, how? How to search and how to satisfy Krishna. No end. No end. Of satisfaction to Krishna. As much as he will try to satisfy so much, so he will think that I can't satisfy him. That is the very nature of the quest infinite. We are told, because it is infinite. But still we are in the element. Though think we are in want, we are searching, but still we are in the element, not misconceived ego. Krishnanusandhan, Krishnanusandhan, everywhere. It cannot be finished. Krishnanusandhan, search after Krishna, it is ever never ending, can never be finished. Finished. Sweetness, more sweetness, more sweetness, more charming, more charming. Race cannot be run. To commence a race that can never be run, it's finished. So, scientists, they are also after searching of infinite, but in the plane of exploitation, that is the difference. The plane of renunciation and the plane of self-distribution, plane of love, the plane of dedication, that should be done. Everything we shall search after to satisfy Krishna for the center, not for any part. A central interest. We shall work in the interest of the central necessity, the central arrangement. Hare Krishna. Search is there. Search. How to satisfy my Lord? How to satisfy my next superior, who is in his higher way trying to satisfy his higher master in this way to Krishna, in this way. Energy with more energy, more and more energy. But the brain is a different one. Not cessation of energetic movement in any time. Always a dynamic character. A servant should be more dynamic than the master. But the master in his position, he will also be more dynamic to give rest to his own master. In this way, they will find all dynamic. Krishna's sweetness also dynamic in its self-distribution. Mahaprabhu is also distributing himself, his sweetness. He is also a dynamic character, cooperation. Action, reaction, difference of plane in our life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
You said the mercy is the highest conception of the truth. Could you give us an example?
Mercy is the highest conception of truth. He wants an example of that.
Mercy.
Yes. Yeah. Is the highest
conception of truth. There is in Mahaprabhu, aparadhi vikarta nahi rahi. Jagai madhai. Jagai Madhai, they came to oppose Mahaprabhu and his campaign, who came to distribute divine love. Jagai Madhai opposed, but they are pardoned. And also they got the high position of a devotee, that prema. Putana came to kill Krishna with poison in a motherly form. But apparently she was killed by Krishna in some way or other, but elevated his soul to the highest position through mercy. Ahu bakijam stanakalaputam. Jikangsaya Paryodapasadhi Levi Gotin Dhatu Jitang Tadanam Kangvadayalung Saranam Payama. Whom should we go to seek for my best achievement than Krishna, who even forgave his slaughterer and gave her the highest position of a mother? Motherly position. So there we find mercy over justice. Gaur Hari Bol. Do you follow? What did you say?
Yes.
Hari Nijai Gaur Hari Bol. Our Mother Prabhu not yet come.
No.
So we may finish today here.
Right.
Jayam Vishnupad, Shri Goswami Prabhupada ki Jai, Shri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj ki Jai,
Shri Radha Krishna.
Maharaj, when we first become devotees, it is said that Krishna doesn't accept any of our offenses. So in the beginning, we make advancement very quickly. And then after some time, that advancement slows. Can you explain what those offenses are?
What does he say? Who is he?
This is Mahatma Prabhu.
Mahatma Prabhu. Newly come.
Yes.
Come from where?
South Africa.
South Africa. What is his question?
His question is that when we are newcomers to Krishna consciousness,
yes,
it appears that we make some rapid advancement.
Yes.
But then, did you sense this?
It said that when you first joined Krishnaism.
Then little retardation.
Yes. What is the explanation?
It is mentioned in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's book. He has classified Utsahamayi, Ghanatarala, then Vishwarangara, in this way, five stages in the beginning. Sometimes it is seen like that. In the beginning, that is Utsahamayi, with much enthusiasm one approached the cause. And then gradually, Ghanatarala. Sometimes it is enthusiastic and sometimes depression. In this way, Vishwaya Sangara. Then again, he may come to his former position also. And then Rangara is very much busy for his fame as a devotee. So many subdivisions have been mentioned in the stage, in the first stage. But the only remedy is to engage oneself in the service under proper guidance. Sangha, sadhu sangha, that can help us, mostly in general. Whatever disadvantage we feel in our way, mostly they can be compensated by the association of sadhu. Unconsciously we may make progress there. So to live in the organization and to have a position, sajatiya svayasnigiri sadhu sangha satruvari, of similar temperament but superior to myself. Such association will help us a great deal. And also, if when sadhu is not available, then shastra sangha, as much as possible. But it happens in many cases. But we shall try to avoid this, because the attainment is very valuable and time is very short. After this human birth, if I am posted somewhere else as a result of my previous karma, then the condition will be more helpless and hopeless.
So, Shastra has given instruction to us to utilize the time which is before my death. Anumrittu yavat. So long I am this side the death, I shall try my utmost to utilize this valuable time for this purpose. Otherwise, the alternative visaya kulu sarvadasvat, what engagement I am, I shall get alternate in the opposite side, that will be available everywhere. Wherever I shall go, there this visaya sangha, my sense pleasure will be available everywhere. Only to save my own self, the most valuable thing, that cannot be had anywhere else, but only in this human birth, and only with the company of the sadhus, the association of the devotee. So much stress has been laid on this sadhu sangha. And we have also read, heard, and by our experience we have been affirmed that sadhu sangha, Vaishnava sangha, seva, that is the most important thing. Though in the beginning, a beginner, a devotee, beginner, he may not even tolerate that sadhu sangha. He is also after a man. There may be some other alternatives, but why they put so much stress on the sadhu sangha. Vaishnava, sadhu sangha means sadhu seva. Sadhu means Vaishnava. Vaishnava seva. Seva means by submission, listening also you can serve him. Not only personal service. That is also very valuable. But at least to have the, to avail oneself of the chance of listening, coming in close connection with sadhu, intimate connection with the sadhu. The sadhu means the Vaishnava. His inner existence is always busy in the service of Krishna in a higher type. And that influence, if I can catch, immediately I may be rich in my serving attitude. Sadhu and Shastra, these two can help us greatly in our progress. So anyhow to manage that, otherwise no other way. No other way. Those that are interested in such things for which I have come, those with real interest, I must have association of them. They know the value for which I am hankering. So they will take the necessary action to help me. They appreciate the wealth for which I am searching of. So they are my intimate friend. And it is their interest also to increase their number to help that others may also be servitor of his Lord. It is their interest. So common interest he has got with me. So anyhow, that association we should have to secure. The retardation, the slackness, the lethargy,
that may vanish, and we may feel more earnest necessity and do according. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Vidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Vidai Gaur. Vidai Gaur Hari Gaur.
To know what is meant by the term Achyuta Gotra. Achyuta Gotra.
What is the meaning?
What is the meaning of Achyuta Gotra?
Who is he?
Gaura Keshava Das.
Gaura Keshava.
Not from yesterday.
Just today.
Sir. From where?
From Bangalore, South India.
From?
Bangalore, South India.
South India. Yeah. Out in the air.
Bangalore.
Whose disciple?
Prabhupada.
How long?
6 years.
How long you have in connection with ISKCON?
6 years.
6 years.
9 years.
9 years. You have got both the initiation?
Yes.
Your previous acquaintance, what was your name?
My previous name? My previous name was Greg.
Gwel.
Greg. Greg.
Gwek.
Greg. Gregory.
Carmi name. Gregory.
English name.
English name.
G-R-E-G.
I'm from Australia originally.
Originally from Australia.
Oh, from Australia.
Yes.
Now, what is your question?
What is Achyuta the meaning of Achyuta Gotra?
Achyuta Gotra. Do you know the Sanskrit word Achyuta?
Yes.
What is it?
It's a name of Krishna.
The derivative meaning, no chuta or chuta. Chuta means which is separated, comes down, falls down. Chuta. No chuta, who never deviates or falls down. Or chuta. He always can maintain his eternal position, that he is Achyuta. Always maintaining his position as eternal. No chuti, no deviation, no separation, no fall from the original position. Achyuta Gotra.